This week, inside the campaign room, I had the pleasure to welcome a woman who knows ads. The campaign we created around her signature offer inside this episode is unmatched, and I can't wait A, to see it come to life, and B, show you what we've created while you are the fly on the wall in this episode. My guest, Nicole Dietrich, also known as the Ads Queen, has her clients making over 45 millions from paid ads, while now also training over 2,000 business owners how to run them themselves, which she does in her signature offer, which we talk about inside this campaign room in this episode. And if you come to the very reasonable conclusion while listening to this that you want to do an extended version of what we do inside the campaign room for your signature offer, including the emotion, the storyline, the visual word, the red thread through all the touch points, and then also the sellout premiere, then have a look at the show notes. There you can find the link to my intensive, for which I open limited spots every other month. But for now, grab your favorite drink and enjoy the show. We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting, or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to and to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. I'm so excited to have you on this call today, or on this episode inside the Cult Status podcast, because I know that your work is genius and I know that the offer you brought us here is genius as well. But before we dive right into it, who are you? Who do you serve? Who do you work with? Who are the women inside your world? Just introduce yourself.
Well, Ramona, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to do this with everybody. But my name's Nicole Dietrich. I own an amazing digital marketing agency, but I don't really go with the agency word anymore. I call myself an ad strategist, or like what I love to call myself is a business sales strategist. Mm-hmm. So I go in and I work specifically with high net worth, high income level entrepreneurs who are looking to scale their businesses easier and strategically using paid advertising. So that is where I've really nailed my market, and I love it. I do done for you. I do done with you. But what we're going to talk about a little bit today is my amazing membership that is helping women entrepreneurs at any level in business be able to learn how they can do their own ads themselves to help scale their business as well, right? To grow to where they can bring on team members, or to grow to where they can stay home with their babies, as I just became a mom 3 months ago. So I'm really, really passionate about all the things that I'm doing, but the women I work with are just phenomenal human beings. They have amazing missions, and I like to call myself the amplifier, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm here to amplify their missions, get them in front of their people so that they can make their impact. And I have multiple ways, as we just heard, that I can do that. But I love being able to do it at the more earlier stages so they can really see the impact of ads.
I love that so much. And I already mentioned that I know how genius your work is, and also how great it is to work with you. And then also having this membership to give people the opportunity to jump right into it in like, okay, I'm just doing it myself, because I know it from my background. I was working in a marketing performance agency back in 2017, I guess it was something like that. And I had I had budgets from each brand we were working with of like 100K per month. And I was deep into the whole Google and also Facebook advertisement. But everything changes so fast. So the things, I understand the whole thing, but the things are changing so fast. So it's always good to be up to date. And this is something I want to have in mind when we talk about your membership, because being up to date is such an important piece. But before we just go directly into the creative direction, creating like this creative campaign around the production that could, carry this whole thing for you as ads do it also. I just want you to ask to give us a little bit more of an insight about the membership itself. How is it called? What's the pricing? The pricing model, do I have to join for like 12 months, 6 months, or can I cancel every single month? So that we have like this overview about it.
Wonderful. So it's called the Ads Accelerator Academy. So I call it the AAA membership. I kind of play off of that because, like AAA is there, when a car breaks down, you can call it. That's why I named it that. I also love alliterations. I think that they're really easy for us to remember. So I want to make this the best damn place on the internet to learn ads. So the Ads Accelerator Academy is what it's called. It's $197 a month, cancel at any time. My goal is I didn't put like a 6 month or a 12 month, container around it because my goal is that it's a membership they can stay in or you can stay in forever. Forever, no matter what level you're at in your ads journey, having the expert like me in your back pocket, that's the goal. The best part about this membership is not only does it include my Facebook Ads University course that is ever evolving. So I'm always adding in new lessons. So when Meta changes, we have new lessons that are talking about, hey, the viewer, hey, here's what you need to click if this is going wonky. I also then created an amazing Ads Queen AI bot. This bot is trained in all things my brain and strategies from my done for you clients to my membership clients. And it really gives you the full circle view of how to build out campaigns. But what she does is she allows you to build out ads in under 90 minutes, whether you've ever run an ad before or not, and whether you've watched one of my lessons in my Facebook Ads University or not as well. So a lot of people love her. So you get that in the AAA membership. And then we have two calls a month. One is a Q&A session, and then one is another training session. So usually these trainings are around like what's happening with like consumers, right? What's happening? What type of ad should you be running at this time of the year? Messaging, et cetera. A little bit more deep dive specific to what members are looking for. And of course, they can ask all their questions within the group community because it is a community. So I've really been able to watch people go who've never run ads before, right? Really see sales. And my goal this year is to continue to build off of that, right? Really build other offers that push people into the membership, but long term have them see what the power is when they themselves are dangerous with ads, right? Before handing it off to somebody else. Because as we all know, we are busy. Solopreneur team members, if we have them or not, it's really hard to look in the mirror and be like, I want to add something else to my plate and learn it. But something I've learned from anybody who, no matter where you're at in your business, if you're dangerous with something, you're going to hire the right people. And those people are going to be long-term support. You're also going to know that it works before you invest big cash. So that's also my goal with this membership is, hey, whether a team member's learning it, whether you're learning it, you have a safe space to feel like you're messing up without, spending thousands of dollars, and also having a space that can really expand what you're wanting to do faster, right? Which is my goal.
I love it so much, and especially the part where they see what happens when they become dangerous with ads themselves. I think this is such a strong sentence itself, and then also I could imagine to focus on that. I have also another idea, and I'm super excited. What is the direction we will go into? Because we just can do one on this call, but we can just explore first. So now I have a good overview. We have everything on the table. I know you, I know your membership, I know what it feels or might feel like to be inside of this. But What is what you want them to feel the moment they hit the button? What feeling, what emotion do you want to be present in the moment they say yes?
I really think that like supported is really the feeling I want them to feel like, oh my gosh, like I finally am going to have ads be successful because I have the right expert support. I guess the other thing would also be like excitement too, right? Excited to dive into ads, excited to learn another strategy that can scale their business for them, automatically, right? 24/7 once they get things working. So both of those would definitely be the feelings I'm hoping that they have.
And if you would need to decide, would it be supported or excited?
That's a hard one because I feel when you're excited, you're really going to do the work. So I think I'm going to lean more towards that because I don't want the membership to be a space where they need to be like handheld. I want them to be accountable. I want them to know they can do this themselves. So I think excited is probably the feeling I would go towards more.
Okay, I love that. And when we think about your brand, about the Ads Queen, I have on my mind, I see a lot of pink. I know you have a lot of pink, but besides that, what would you say are the top three characteristics of your brand? Is it more prestige, luxurious vibe, or is it more like this, we are all in this together community thing? What would you say are the top three characteristics?
I would say it's def. I mean, I like the luxury, but I think it's hard for me. It's like the luxe relax vibe. It's like, hey, I'm making millions of dollars while in my sweats at home, right? Like, I don't have to be always on. I've thought about this a lot too, Ramona, because I feel like I don't see it online a lot of like, I love getting dressed up. I love the brand shoots. I love being that luxury, like high, we're making money, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like ads is kind of that, it's a back end system. So it's a little bit messy. Like it's not always pretty. And it shows more of the raw and the realness, which I think I relate to a lot more. So I really try to bring in both of that, right? So like my branded photos as well as like me mom mode with like spit up on me, right? Like understanding that this is really what ads is. It's strategic in the background. So I would say like those two, right? Like comfy, like a little bit messy, right? Really raw, natural. And then of course, like what ads create for us is that luxe vibe that we can afford and go into. And then I'd say like the third one for me would probably be like consistency. I think what ads and like my brand, especially the membership, what it allows you to do is be consistent with your business, your sales, your goals. And that's where a lot of people struggle anyway. So that would be probably that third one for me.
When you talk about consistency, is it also additionally like the reliability so that you can rely on something?
Yes, 100%
Yes.
that. Yep.
Okay. Now the question I personally love the most. If this offer was a physical room, I
Yeah.
could go in there. How would it look like?
Ooh, this is fun. So I'd have like neon signs, right? It'd be like super fun, and we'd have like different. I would make it like an arcade type of thing. So like each step of the membership would have like its own arcade game that you have to get through, and then no, I love Disneyland. I love type of like, anywhere with like roller coasters or games, like Dave and Buster's, like that's super fun for me. And I think like gamifying ads also is, it makes people just more excited to do them. So yeah, I think it'd be like an arcade vibe. There'd definitely be like a bar. There'd be like the popcorn and everything, like super fun. And really like a mingling area too. I think like the community aspect of my brand where everybody felt like no judgment, come as you are, let's have fun. That would definitely be the room that I would create.
I love that so much. And would it be in pink or would there be also another color?
Yeah, definitely pink and gold. I love gold. I
Okay.
love marble. Like the mar you know,
Yeah.
like that luxe vibe, but still like fun. That's really, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. Oh, I see the popcorn. I see the popcorn. It's so
Yes.
great because you can do so much with that. I'm just throwing in some ideas. It's not the direction yet I want to go into with you, but I'm sprinkling just a few ideas because with the popcorn and also you mentioned like the messy vibe and all these things. So you could create so great things when it comes to doing something like Netflix and chill popcorny vibe, so that
Yes.
you just lean back, you do whatever you want to do. And for many people, it's watching Netflix. For other people, it's something else. But it's Netflix has like this vibe of, okay, I don't have to do anything at all. I just can relax. I'm entertained. And so that you have like this popcorn as an element that stands for like the lean back part, like
Yes.
the messy. When we sit on our sofa, we don't look like this. We are more or less like this. We have like by
Yeah,
the
exactly.
way of
We're
it's
relaxing.
super messy and we're on a sweatpants and we don't care how other people perceive us because we're just ourselves in that moment. And then having someone who takes care of us in a way of it's spreading my message anyway, which would be one direction I want to dive into with you, like spreading the message without you having to do it. So the one idea I had, and you can choose between those two directions. The first idea, is that you have someone spreading the message for you, something like you spread it once and then you let it travel for you. It does like the not only the work for you, we don't only want to have and focus like the thing of it's selling for you, which is great, of course, but it's also like this more this vibe of I have a greater vision. I want to create impact, and it's not only selling for you, it's spreading your message for on every single touch point. And then also maybe the part of having someone speak for you so that we can also work with like a character that would spread the message, like the ad system. You say it's messy, it's the background, but when we have like this personification where it gets a real person, people can like grab, like you did also with the ads AI, which is great, but then also that it's like this, I just can have like this person inside my brand, this team member who does the thing for me. And there is also like this, when you think about the personification, you can do it in a super fun way, like building a character which is just adorable and funny. You can do it in a prestige way. We can also go into that. And then the other direction, and you can choose in a second, the other direction we could go into is the part with the dangerous, becoming dangerous with ads, which is also great. It's not a total different vibe, but it's a slightly different message. So you don't have, because when you think about dangerous, people might think about like the mystical black and white things. We don't have to go into that. But you could use the same visual world kind of, but the message would be more the thing of getting your power to you. You are the powerful woman. You know how to do it. You are on top of your brand. You are the CEO. You have all things in kind of control, but not in a controlling way, which we don't want, but in a way of, okay, you know how it works. You are dangerous with that, and nobody should mess with you when you know how to set up ads.
I like both of those. I think they're both really good. I kind of am leaning towards the dangerous one though more for membership solely because it's empowering them, right? So it's nothing like they're not looking for the secret bullet or somebody to pull them up, right? They're being like, it's me. I have the power here and I'm going to expand on that. I love that. I think that would definitely be a route I would want to go in for sure.
I love that. And also the other direction, which is great because your topic is, you have so many facets or so many different containers in how you serve people, but the topic itself, it's always kind of the same. So
Correct.
the first direction could also be the idea for the overall brand. And then for the campaign for the membership, you go into the dangerous part. And then you could also, I'm thinking in worlds. I'm super visual when I think about these things. And I could imagine that it's not about the colors, but when we think about a world, then it could be something where we have like the overall brand is this lighter pink And then when it comes to the membership with the dangerous part, it's a darker pink, just like your top, for example. So
So I
that's
have two pinks too in the brand. I have a lighter pink and a
perfect.
darker pink. Yeah, so it
Perfect.
would work.
That's perfect. So that there is like this dangerous vibe going through everything, also in the visual world, but especially with the it's kind of this empowerment piece. It's like empowering to know how to do it. And what I would do there a lot is to play with the contrasts in a way of if you are this dangerous woman who knows how it works, and when you are not the dangerous woman, when you just outsource your power, because when you don't know how to set up ads and you are seeking support from an ads agency, then you're outsourcing your power. And this
Correct.
is a angle we could play a lot with.
Yeah, I love that. And I, you know, with this membership and me wanting to grow it, like drastically grow it to be one of the biggest spaces on the internet to learn how to do ads, I really do think that not enough people, right, especially service providers who have tools that help train, emphasize the whole you learning it and you being in your power. And I think that the past, you know, I've done this 6.5 years now, is I do see the trend of when certain people hire me for Done For You, it is easy to be disempowering them inadvertently. Right. And that's like the last thing that I, of course, want to do, but it's the last thing that I want, like anybody who's learning ads to do, right? Is, hey, like you need these things, or like without this, like you're going to fail. That's never the route I want it to go. So with this focusing on them, it's like to me, I think my main mission is to empower people, to empower their missions, to amplify, you know, to empower that amplification. So with the membership, I've always had. I haven't really found like that right messaging approach because of that, right? I'm like, well, how do I do that? Because a lot of people think doing it themselves means less than when it's not, right? It's like if you're trained, if you're not just throwing spaghetti at the wall, if you're being trained in it, you're gonna do really well. And it is going to, you know, amplify everything that you're wanting to accomplish, but also help you with your confidence in what you're doing. So
And then you also end that at the point where you sell people on ads because they're already sold on ads. They know I want to work with ads. You sell them on the part of just learn it for yourself or doing it yourself first before you outsource it. And this is so great because then you have the people inside your membership, which then will outsource to your company after they learned how to do it themselves.
correct. Yep. 100% the goal, right, is kind of like that movement of them then knowing who they trust, right? They already know the offers that are working in their business. We don't have to do that ourselves, right? It's so much more ease and flow in the scaling portion when we do it that way.
I love that. So right now, what do you do to sell the membership? You mentioned a lot that you are preparing some like entry level offers. What are the touch points you work with?
So right now I have ads that are
Of
running
course.
people. Yeah, of course, right? Duh. So I have some free workshops that I'm doing, but I am going to be revamping those, and potentially doing like a challenge that the focus on the challenge is like, you know, get your first sale from ads in 2 weeks is kind of the goal. So having people pay into that and then training them how to get their first ad up and then their first sale. That would be the goal. And so I'm really trying to look at my business and at everything that I've done, all of my trainings as like fast wins, but wins that will help them say, oh, this can work and continue. Because that's something that I see too with ads is people will use ads as like, oh, I'll do it for my event, or oh, I'll do it for this, you know, workshop, but they don't see it as the system that it actually really is and can be for their business, which is a 24/7 sales system, right? Like automated. So my goal is how can I make those wins easier and faster that then keep them wanting more of that. It's like the FOMO effect, right?
Yeah,
Of like
yeah.
what ads can do. So I have my own ads. And then of course I have my own content and email list. Email list, I email a lot about my membership, and that's usually where I get most of my conversions for it. And I would say right now though, it feels really good. I started it in April of 2024, and my average is a little over 5 months that people stay, which is awesome. Like, I feel like that's really
Yeah.
good. And I really need to start using, though, the Ads Queen AI push into it, because the amount of reviews I have of people using her just to get their ads up and seeing success. And I think for me, it's been kind of just the capacity of everything I've been doing in my business, obviously becoming a mom, as you know. But this year, I'm really ready, and I have, I think, the space to dive into it and really just go ham. But I'm open to all of the options for promoting it.
I love it. I love it so much because what I see, just a bunch of ideas. Because when you think about the Ads Queen AI bot, which is so great that you have, especially with like this messaging angle, setting it up in 90 minutes, it's just, okay, wow, this is awesome. Yeah. And it could be like one of the weapons the dangerous woman has. Like she has it in her back pocket and she just can pull it. And then 90 minutes later, she has like the ads on. And this is something I would work with this, like, I wouldn't call it weapons, but for the mechanism that she has those things in her back pocket and she just can pull it out and then she can use it. And therefore, when you work with like the free workshops and also the thing with getting the first sale from ads, which it's so good. It's so, so, so good. Then I would work with a retargeting campaign for you.
Yes.
So that after they attended that, then you have like this campaign that is not only a good campaign in terms of good messaging, selling them on the membership, but also creating something where they dive into the visual world of AAA. So when we think about AAA and the dangerous woman, and you mentioned like the arcade and the different parts of the membership as like this game gamification, I would create a campaign around that, like this retargeting campaign where they get the feeling of diving into a world. Like it would actually feel like the moment they enter the membership, it would feel like as they would enter, not the, it's not a training camp.
Yeah.
But they would like enter this arcade, this would need to find another word, but it would be like a boot camp for the dangerous woman where she get like all the skills to then go on the streets and do the things, so that we have like this feeling of I'm going somewhere into this room building, and then in there I'm going through different levels, I learn different skills, and when I leave I'm fully skilled. And this is something you could visual wise you could do so well. You could use videos, not only like these nice aesthetic ones, you actually could tell stories inside these. I think cinematic in this case, so that people just have like the feeling, okay, I'm going somewhere. And there could be so, so much potential. And then also like this gamification also inside the ads. I would just like exaggerate it in some points in a way so that people, they can't not think about it. They go to bed at night and they think about this retargeting campaign.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that sounds wonderful. I'm even thinking to myself, I'm like, ooh, because where could I go where I could kind of build out, right? Build out more of that vibe, right? Of like, hey, we're getting into this room. And it is like this like really fun game that we all get to learn and play and grow. And at each different level, we're doing something different in our business and ourselves that is helping us grow. But no, I love that so much, especially as a retargeting campaign. I mean, you know me, I love retargeting campaigns. I think that is a fun way to really help, again, step by step, instead of overcomplicating it, because as we know, ads can get, you can get as nitty gritty as you want with ads.
Yeah.
But really the most important part is just the starting and the feeling dangerous enough to then want to dive deeper, right, into the thing.
And when you mention like the game for the retargeting campaign, you could design an actual game. So you could have like the cover as you would buy the game online or in store. I don't know if there are still games you can buy in store, but that
Old ones, yes. Yes. No, I love
that you
it.
have like this main character of that game, and this main character is not you, it's not Ed's Queen, it's the client. And so they get into that role, and then they just they get the feeling of I'm choosing how I look like inside this game. So there are certain things you could do it like in this on this excellence level on the long run, in a way of as soon as I join, I really get the feeling. After I bought, I have like this experience of the game is starting and all the things get running. But at first, like for the retargeting campaign, it's truly like they feel like they would enter a game in which they get skilled and everything is possible.
I love
And they
that.
become the dangerous woman. And then you can also like tell stories how a dangerous woman walks through the online space. What is different for her from all the other ones who don't have that skill set?
I mean, that in itself too, I mean, my I think biggest qualm that I haven't utilized enough is just all the reviews that I have, right? So really focusing on that could be, I mean, I'm even thinking of myself like on like an old computer, right? And it's like enter the game, like accelerate your business, something like that is the ad. And then you can make like a carousel, and it's like each level, right? Like what you're learning, and then like a review, right, from a member. Like there's a lot of opportunity of kind of like that gamified feel that gets people excited. That I think I can optimize more with the reviews that I already have, right? It's like I already have this amazing thing. Now it's like you said, really branding it in a fun way that brings in the right women who are ready, you know, to do the work, obviously, but also understand that it when they do the work on the front end, it's going to very much help them on the back end of everything that they do too. So.
And I also would deeply focus on the client reviews. It's perfect. You just could create like this file style so that I have,
Yes.
when I'm in a game, I have like these things in my bag. I can just watch and look at, and maybe someone I ha can do something with it. So it can could have like this item style, like this file you can go through, which would be great. And
Yeah.
then I would focus so much on the part of why being a dangerous woman or dangerous with ads is the one thing that drives everything for them in 2026. That it is nothing they can just outsource and think, okay, someone else could do this, but
Yep.
it's something they really need to be trained in. You could also like do these analogies in a way of if you would outsource your content, someone writing for you, but you don't have any clue what good content is, it wouldn't work. If you would, so things where you have like this comparison to things where they think, oh, I would never do that.
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah.
maybe I shouldn't do that with ads either.
Yes. Yeah. No, that makes total sense. And a lot of people do that. I think my thing that I hear a lot of is like ads don't work. And I'm like, oh, well, like, did you go through a training program or what, how much did you spend? And they're like, no, I tried to do it myself and I spent like $75. And I'm like, well, that's not going to work, right? Because, you know, ads, it's an AI system. It's always been an artificial intelligence system. So it needs time to learn. And I think for me, it's like with this game view, with this like being a dangerous woman, it's like to be a dangerous woman, like we have to build those assets, right, in our tool belt. We have to be willing to do that. But then once we have those tools, we feel like completely safe. And I think that's really what I want people to start to see ads as is like a safe space for them to go into, because a lot of people don't feel that. They're scared of it. They, you know, it like I love kind of like that dangerous approach because a lot of people have fear, right, towards ads. So it's kind of like that mirror of instead of fearing it, become dangerous with it. And here's how, right? I think that
I
could
love
be
that.
powerful.
Yeah, I love that. It's so good. And I would love to dive into that deeper with you, but we're already running out of time because there would be so much more we could do, and also like go more into the details and ways of which touch point was, what visual world, how could the game be called, what could be like the overall branding. But I think the idea right now, so the stage we are in right now, it's already so great. So I have two more questions for you. On the first one, if someone was listening until this point and is like, okay, I love it, I'm on the edge of my seat, I need to know where I can find Nicole to buy this membership or to join it, where do people find you?
On Instagram, I have that. It's called the_ads_queen. That is my Instagram handle. You can find me there. Obviously, Diedrich Marketing Strategies too, but I'm really blowing up the Ads Queen brand. And then, of course, you can find me at adsqueen.com. So that's going to include everything as well for you to figure out some things about me. And then I also have an amazing podcast called Master Making Money with Your Marketing. That's on Apple and all other big podcast things. It's been a while since I've posted on there, but it's a great space to go if you're just like wondering if ads is a good, space for you to obviously dive into and learn. It is, but if you want some proof of that, the podcast is there. But would love to have you guys follow me on those spaces.
I love that. We will also link everything in the show notes so that people can click right in there. And then my last question for today, for this episode, from all the things we're talking about, all the ideas we brainstormed on, what is the thing you're most excited about?
I think I'm most excited about diving into really promoting the membership this year, and that knowing, like the knowing that this is the right route, right? Also, I have to like just give you credit and thanks for this because I think we don't do this enough where we're like brainstorming ideas and we're really focused on, again, curating something that like our clients or customers want. And so this was so fun to kind of see it from that perspective again, right? Where I get out of my own way. I think we all do that. We're always in our own way. And what a beautiful, beautiful way to do this, to see like the different avenues with like one branding style, right? Like the dangerous one with ads. So I'm just super excited. And that in itself, very powerful. And I mean, like game changing in what I'm already thinking about that I can go market with right now. So.
I love it so much, and I can't wait to see it come to life. So, Nicole, thank you so much for your time, for being on that episode with me to bring in your offer so they can brainstorm on it. And yeah, as I already mentioned, I'm super excited when it comes to
Thank you, Ramona. I appreciate you so much.